Purim HaBoyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Ideology Podcast, episode 54. Today we want to talk about two things and maybe examine if there is any connection between them. Those two things are Ba'alei Tshuva, and the second thing is Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. And you will soon see how these things can cross each other's path, as to say. Now, when we talk about Ba'alei Tshuva in modern language, it usually means somebody that was brought up outside the authentic Jewish Torah world as a secular or possibly Reform or modern Orthodox Jew, but has returned to authentic Yiddishkeit. And we have to be careful, because the term Ba'alei Tshuva, in its real sense, is a very, very lofty, holy individual. And it really has nothing to do with what you were doing when you were a kid or a teenager and maybe later became frum. It means somebody who strayed and maybe has done some aveiros, could be a perfectly regular frum person, but has done complete tshuva. But in today's modern jargon, this is going to connotate, it's going to signify somebody that was brought up outside the authentic Torah world. But that's really not correct, as I said, because tshuva is a lifelong process. We have to be doing it every day. Nobody is perfect, and we all err, and we do aveiros that we have to do tshuva about. So we, in all some sense, always trying to be Ba'alei Tshuva. But if somebody was a latecomer to Yiddishkeit, and that's the term I like to use, a latecomer, we must highly appreciate and honor these people, because in many times they have sacrificed a great deal to leave the world they were in and to become part of the authentic Torah world. So we have to have the utmost respect and admiration for them. That being said, we always want to coach them and want to turn to them themselves, that they have to do everything they can to become part of the mainstream B'nai Torah world. It is very unhealthy when Ba'alei Tshuva stay Ba'alei Tshuva. They call them BTs. BT is an acronym for Ba'alei Tshuva. And they have their own shuls, they have their own yeshivas, and they are a separate entity within Klal Yisrael. This is very, very wrong. There are no such thing as Ba'alei Tshuva communities. There is one authentic frum way of living, according to Shulchan Aruch and all its details, and we have to coach latecomers, BTs, whatever you want to call them, to become 100% regular B'nai Torah. And there are many rabbis, as to say, who deal with Ba'alei Tshuva, BTs, latecomers, who feel that because they're dealing with people that might say are a little bit fragile, we can round corners for them in Halacha. And that is why, as we have said in the past, that anybody who deals with Ba'alei Tshuva or any group of individuals who have special needs must connect themselves very strongly to an authentic Torah, competent, halachic authority that he can ask his questions when and if he can round the corner for his constituents. People think, the Ba'alei Tshuva, you have to go easy with them. Maybe, but that has to be decided by a competent, authentic Torah halachic authority. It cannot be decided by people who work in Kiruv. They don't have the qualifications to make decisions about halacha, and sometimes they're very, very serious. And this squares perfectly with the opinion that was expressed by Rabbi Yosha Be'er Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva Brisk in Yerushalayim, when the tshuva movement, as to say, was beginning in the 70s. He said he's very concerned that the Ba'alei Tshuva movement are going to become a separate, autonomous entity, and that's very dangerous. What we should do is we take two Ba'alei Tshuva and we put them in this yeshiva, two Ba'alei Tshuva put them in another yeshiva, and they will eventually blend in and they will become regular from Yidden. But when Ba'alei Tshuva have become a separate entity, and there are many places out there like this, and you probably know when I'm talking about, like yeshivas in Yerushalayim that are BT yeshivas, they many times go with very, very hashkofas, which are treif chazer. But they, if you challenge them, how can you preach this treif hashkofa? They will say, well, we work with Balei Tshuva and you don't understand. No, that's not acceptable. Anybody who works with Balei Tshuva or any special group who has special needs must connect themselves to an authentic Torah authority to know exactly how to behave in every situation. But there's another thing about Balei Tshuva that we want to discuss, and this is we're talking about Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. People mistakenly think that Chilul Hashem is a very, very serious thing, everybody knows, is to behave in a way which is not accepted in as the correct etiquette, politically correct behavior, we'll call it, in the street. If somebody walks in the street, drooling and eating a bowl of chont, that could be a chilul Hashem because it's wrong, and he's making from Jews look bad. But if somebody is actually doing a mitzvah, and we have to discuss what that mitzvah is, but if somebody's doing a mitzvah and people think he's crazy, he's a weirdo, he's an old timer, he's not up in the times, that is not a chilul Hashem, that's a kiddush Hashem. A chilul Hashem means when somebody does something to cause other people to do aveiras. And many people think when they see somebody doing aveira, I see it's possible and I can do that also. If he really was 100% sure that it's impossible to do an aveira, it's totally off limits, he wouldn't contemplate it himself. But as soon as you see somebody talking Lashon Hara or eating something which is compromised in kashrus or rounding corners in Hilchos Shabbos, well, that automatically causes the people who see that to be lax. That is authentic Chilul Hashem. But if somebody speaks up for authentic Torah values, and even he speaks very, very loudly, and sometimes it is required to make protests, and people say, oh, you're making a Chilul Hashem because you're protesting. No. The question is, are you doing a mitzvah or are you doing an aveira? That must be discussed totally independent. If a person is doing what he's supposed to do, and it's a mitzvah, even if he does it and people don't like that, that cannot be considered a Chilul Hashem. If a person is doing something wrong or encouraging people to do something wrong, that is a Chilul Hashem. And this, we run into this all the time, when sometimes the rabbis sanction us to make protests, and even if we have to stop traffic during these protests, if it's something which warrants that, people will immediately scream. It's always going to be the modern, people that live on the fringe. Oh, you're making a Chilul Hashem. No, that's wrong. It's a Kiddush Hashem to protest and to stand up for authentic Torah values. Now, of course, everything has to be done according to a competent, authentic Torah authorities, of course. But the idea of Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem has nothing to do with what people in the street think is good behavior. That's not the definition. So don't let anybody try to peddle that idea to you either. Now, what's the connection with this with Balei Tshuva? Because the Gemara says that somebody that tells people about aveiras that he has done is called a chutzpah. The Gemara says that in Brachas. Chotzef man de b'farsh chatoi. Is somebody that talks about the aveiras that he has done, it's a chutzpah to do so. And the Gemara says he will not get a kapara, because he shows he's not embarrassed from it. And many times, the latecomers, BTs, Balei Tshuva, whatever you want to call them, a lot of times talk about things they were doing before they became frum. When I was a kid, I went to when I was young, I used to eat da-da-da-da-da. This is an absolutely forbidden behavior. If somebody was unfortunate enough to be brought up outside the frum community and was not doing the right thing and doing aveiras, you should never tell anybody about them. You should never express them. Because, think about it for a second. If somebody was a pedophile until the age of 15 and then stopped, okay, would he say, I used to be a pedophile and I used to molest children? No, he would never say that because he'd be so embarrassed to say such a thing, he'd naturally refrain from talking about it. Chilul Shabbos is worse than pedophilia. So if somebody says, when I was a Chilul Shabbos, No, don't ever let a person talk like that. Should never ever mention it. He has to be embarrassed that he was in that situation, and he has to always do tshuva. Now, like I said, we have to admire people that came late and gave up their life to be authentic Jews, But they themselves should never, ever, ever talk about when they were not from. And I was once in a farm store, and there was a guy saying there, when I was fry, I stopped him in the middle. I said, don't finish the sentence, because you won't get a kapora, because the Baruch Hu will not forgive you if you talk about things openly about averus you did. We have to be extremely embarrassed for this and not express them. And we have to always regret we have done wrong and do tshuva shleima. And Imir Hashem, through tshuva shleima, we will merit warranting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total forgiveness. Thank you. Have a good day.